So much of what Jesus taught was deeply rooted in our ordinary, everyday lives. Yes, he did talk about what we believe, but he talked much more about what we do. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. That's an uncomfortable truth, because it's quite easy to believe in Jesus without changing how we live. Yeah, my eternal insurance policy is signed, sealed, and delivered because I believe in Jesus. But responding to what he taught by changing our behavior, well, that's intensely inconvenient. So many give the whole notion of repentance a wide berth. For instance, Jesus said, Luke chapter 6, verses 35 and 36, love your enemy and do good and lend expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the evil. Be merciful even as your Father is merciful. Our enemies? Seriously? We'd rather be rude to them than be kind or good or merciful. I saw something the other day, no idea who wrote it, but it really resonated with me. Being rude is easy, it doesn't take much effort, and it's a sign of weakness and insecurity. Kindness, though, shows great self-control. Being kind isn't always easy when dealing with rude people. Kindness is a sign of a person who has done a lot of personal work and has come to a great self-understanding and wisdom. Choose to be kind over being right, and you'll be right every time, because kindness is a sign of strength. It is indeed. The more kind and merciful we become, the more we look to the world like the Jesus in whom we profess to believe. That's God's word fresh for you today. Maybe you have some difficult people in your life. Perhaps you're struggling in the whole kindness and mercy department. But when we pray, God unleashes his power into those places. And the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. We would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.